even as Iran launched missiles towards Israel and other Gulf nations today.
We're in negotiations right now.
President Trump claimed the regime is so near defeat, it has no choice but to negotiate an end to the war.
We killed all their leadership, and then they met to choose new leaders, and we killed all of them. And now we have a new group. We have really regime change. You know, this is a change in the regime.
What makes you trust them?
I don't trust anybody. I don't trust you. Why do you say what makes you trust? Do you think I trust them?
And why bother talking to them?
Because they're going to make a deal. They're going to make a deal. They did something yesterday that was amazing, actually. They gave us a present, and the present arrived today. And it was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not going to tell you what that present is.
The president would only say that present had to do with oil and gas and the Strait of Hormuz, the major shipping route that remains blocked. Average gas prices have risen for 24 consecutive days, now nearing $4 a gallon nationwide. But even as the two countries are negotiating indirectly, the U.S. is sending 5,000 troops to the region, on top of the more than 50,000 already deployed. Those troops could be ordered to take Karg Island, a key oil shipping depot, or deploy on the Iranian coastline to help secure the strait.
And tonight, CBS News has learned more than 1,000 troops from the Army's 82nd Airborne Division are also deploying to the Middle East. They specialize in securing territory by parachuting out of airplanes. Tony?